All right, so we'll say good morning. Good morning. Just to get in a few minutes of Bilvavi. So we're picking up on page Yud Beis in the paragraph that says in Bishah, about six lines in Ulam. So if you remember again yesterday, the Mechaber was telling us something so beautiful that when we think about this concept of Kirvas Elokim, we think about this idea of this incredibly exalted, lofty level, that in order to achieve it, you have to be almost like Moshe Rabbeinu-esque. And the Mechaber told us so profoundly that this is the Yetzer Hara talking. He goes on, he says, Ulam be'emes, mufroshim hadvarim b'rancha lehefech. This entire idea is expressed in an opposite way in the words of the Ramchal. How so? HaRamchal shiyaseh de'sifro mesilas yisharim ala b'raisa, shal Pinchas ben Yair. So again, the entire sefer mesilas yisharim is built on the b'raisa of Pinchas ben Yair. That says, HaMatchila min ha-madrega tachtona, Torah mevi'a lidei zihirus, Adrach HaKodesh u'tchias ha-mesim. So we'll say, if you remember again, back in our Mesilas Yesharim days, so remember again, Rav Pinchas ben Yair had a fascinating statement where he says, A brings you to B, B brings you to C, C brings you to D, right? So it starts out with Torah. So remember again, in his first stage, there's Zihirus, which means awareness. Zihirus ultimately, again, leads to Zrizus, alacrity, so on and so forth. Now the Mechaber says something amazing. The fact that that's how the Mesilas Yesharim charts a person's growth indicates to us what? That halacha lemaisa, growth begins even when a person is on a very basic, sometimes even minimal level. Torah mevi'a adrach hakodesh etchias ha-mesim. And if you keep building level upon level, you can literally get to a point ultimately again where this rach hakodesh etchias ha-mesim. Ubisof sifra, at the end of the sefer, the achashu madrech has adam adla hasagas madregos ramos vinalos ilu. And even when the Ramchal gets to the end of the sefer, so remember again, by the end of the sefer, it's the end of the spiritual, end of the, it's never the end of the spiritual journey, but progressing in the spiritual journey where a person is already on a lofty level, who kosev balashon hazu, he writes the following line, the ato kore noim, now you dear and pleasant reader, yadata shekamoni teda, so know just as I know, see, even as Ramchal finishes his sefer, the one thing he says at the end is, please understand that by no means is this sefer representative of a completely exhaustive explanation of chasidus. There's still more to become, as much as we've written in the sefer, there's still so much more to becoming a chasid than I've written on these pages. V'zeh pashat. Ki kol adam lefi ha'omnos asher biyado, va'esok asher hu osek, kach sarech lo ha'ishra v'hadracha. Tanuchas is about to say something so incredibly profound. At the end of the day, right, we're all focused on the same goal. The same goal of kirvas elokim, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But lest you think that what that means is if you transform yourself into a Moshe Rabbeinu, lest you think that what that means is that someone, in order to achieve that level, you have to be on some exalted, lofty, and pure level. The Mechaber says, that's not true. That's not true. There is the ability to achieve this Kirvas Elokim no matter where you are holding in life, in accordance with your stage, in accordance with your situation. Kiderach ha-chasidus, and this is incredible, kiderach ha-chasidus, ha-ro'i l'misha t'arasa u'naso, eno derach ha-chasidus, ha-ro'i l'misha t'arach l'haski atzman l'o nechas ha-vero. So someone who's learning a full day, his path towards chasidus is going to, he's using now the word chasidos, right? Because again, remember, a chasid, remember, based on the Silas Yisharim definition, a chasid is someone who wants to not only live up to expectations, but exceed expectations. Which means, again, a person who wants kirvas elokim in his life. So the derech of chasidos, so someone who learns the whole day, is going to be different than a derech chasidos, so someone who goes ahead and works for someone else. V'lo zev is a derech chasidos, haray l'misha osik b'schoraso. And also, both of those paths are different for a person than for someone who's self-employed. Right? They both say, each situation in life brings its own unique struggles and brings its own unique opportunities. So the person who learns Torah the whole day has his life. The person who's self-employed, Baruch Hashem, has his life. The person who works for someone else has his life. And each of these circumstances brings about their own realities, which then allows for a unique almost individualized system of Chassidus. And this is true with all of our unique situations in life. It's important to understand, no matter where you are holding in life, the ability to become a chassid is always there. And I will say, here, the Ramchal is really high. Excuse me, the Mecha keeps in the Ramchal. We'll have to stop over here for today, but the Mechaber is really highlighting something incredibly profound. There is no one size fits all in Yiddishkeit. And this is the most incredibly important thing, and perhaps one of the greatest struggles that we have created in contemporary Judaism. Whether we recognize it or not, what we have done is we've created a box. And the box says, the ideal Jew looks like this. Now, depending on what circles you travel in, right, that picture will look a little bit different. So, right, in certain circles, the ideal Jew will be one who goes ahead and, achieves an Ivy League, an Ivy League education, and has a promising career. Okay. In other circles, the ideal Jew will be one who sits in Torah all day. And we all create these ideals. And the truth is, there's nothing more damaging in life than the creation of a box. Because part of the beauty of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us is individualized identities. For some people, this works. For some people, this works. It's all about finding your derech. And whatever your derech is, ultimately, again, there's the ability to become a chassid on that derech. And the reason the Chabad is saying this over here is because we've been spending now weeks, it feels like weeks, speaking about Kirvas Elokim, closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you may mistakenly think that such a beautiful and lofty spiritual aspiration is only in the purview of those who are Moshe Rabbeinu-esque. Not true. Not true. Every Yid could achieve a Kirvas Elokim, a closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kirva will look different. My closeness will look different than your closeness because my life is different than your life, and that's okay. There's not one model of Kirvas Elokim, which we'll get into, but through all the ability to achieve. That was a little stop up here for today. We'll pick up and answer with a bit more tomorrow. Shkoyach.
Everyone, Zoom look good? Oh no, my camera's off. Sorry. Good morning, camera. Zoom, you see me all right? Good to see you, though.